clear and concise. This is the Jason Burma Show on today's News Talk TNT.
We're back. This is Joe Hoff filling in for Jason tonight. It's an honor to be with you. Glad you're here. We've got another great hour for you. Lots going on, and great discussion. Discussions last hour as well. So thanks for being here. We were talking with both Jefferson Davis and Timothy Shea in that last hour. One thing that came up was this: these union workers are even getting behind Trump. And President Trump yesterday was in New York City for this bogus trial with this bogus, really corrupt judge, corrupt DA, corrupt prosecutor, corrupt DOJ prosecutor, moved from Biden's DOJ over to New York to help push this case through. Even did the opening statement for the entire case. It makes no sense. It's garbage. There's time warps in it and everything else. We can talk about it for days. This thing is a mess. It's disgusting. And ultimately, they're charging Trump for 34 felonies on accounting entries, 34 related activities, not even entries, only 11 are entries. It's just so crazy. It's unbelievable. And so people are seeing through it, and people are tired of this economy being destroyed. They're tired of the southern border being open. We're tired of sending billions overseas and flooding the U.S. cities with illegal immigrants. We have no idea where they're from. And so Trump yesterday left Trump Tower, drove down to an area not far from Trump Tower, is my understanding, where he met with a bunch of union workers in New York City, traditionally Democrat, but listen to what they had to say when Trump arrived there. Watch this.
Donald Trump's surprise visit to a construction site. Hundreds of cheering union members turned out to meet the former president, who's quite a scene.
These are hardworking New Yorkers, okay, union members who have been working on this big construction site here in Midtown Manhattan near Trump Tower.
USA! I think these maybe were Democrats, but for me, they're a Republican. We built a lot of great buildings in the city with these people, and they've given me great support. They're very, very talented people. They don't get the credit for it. They have very few people can do what they do.
These union workers who are here to talk to the president are paying the price of failed economic policies currently in the country.
And you heard in New York City chants of "We want Trump."
We love Trump. We love Trump.
A lot of people are talking about how unusual it is to see so many Trump supporters in Manhattan at 4, 5, 6 in the morning. Does that surprise you?
No, absolutely not.
President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members.
Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
You. We're a very patriotic group. And we love our country, and we want the best for America.
That was great. I got to tell you, that one clip there with that guy, what are you going to say to Joe Biden? He says, F you. I tell you what, that was all over social media last night. And every time I saw it, I chuckled. I thought, spot on. That looks like one big dude, too, somebody that you're not going to say, want to get in a fight with. He looked like a big, tough union worker from New York, no less. And it's really encouraging to see that. It's amazing how the thought crosses my mind, how these masculine men jump on the Trump train like nothing. It's Americans are tired of this. We're tired of what's going on under Joe Biden. It's been a mess. I just think it's a ticking time bomb with these people that have crossed that border. We have no idea who they are. We have no idea if they have diseases. We have no idea anything. They come to our border, and thanks to Joe Biden and Barack Obama, all they have to say is, I'm a refugee. From where? Doesn't matter. They're a refugee. They're running for their lives. And all they have to do is say that. They're being taught to say that by USAID, this nonprofit that is as corrupt as hell, that spends U.S. money, and they're building fortresses for these people to line them up, teach them how to come across the border and bring them in. They're even now created a couple of these that came out this past week in the Middle East, one in Turkey and some other country. People that, a lot of them may not want to come here because they love America and want to make it a better place. That's the concern. And it's illegal. You can't, the law, saying that you are a refugee crossing a border and then allowing these people in, and we're giving them loans, free healthcare, housing, food, everything. It's lunacy. It's lunacy, and it's millions of people, and we don't have the job. The economy's going down, and the typical young worker are having a hard. There's 11% unemployment. I saw that the other day too. It's a mess on everything in every way. Probably it's a, most importantly, it's a soul sickness in America today, thanks to Joe Biden and Barack Obama and whoever's really running this country. And we see it every day also with the Justice Department. We could go on and on and on. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our good friend Adam Clark, aka Ruckus, for another a news opportunity, and we'll be right back.
Clashing on the controversies.
It's a woke society, and I am fed up with it.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Woke. It is a woke society, that's for sure. Woke. And people are tired of this. And I mean, my God, my God. So, you know, Lord save us. So much to say about so much brokenness, but We're gonna narrow it down today and talk about our defense. And Adam's got a story for us that'll, I don't know if it'll shock you or not. We're getting so blown away. We're getting maybe accustomed to some of this stuff. But Adam, what do you got for us?
Well, unfortunately, Joe, absolutely nothing for the defense of the United States of America. And on top of that, it's going to cost you $6 billion. That's right. That's how much has been unveiled. A new weapons package for Ukraine, the largest one, courtesy of the United States taxpayers to date for Kyiv's forces. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, he announced today, Friday, that we're going to send Ukraine the largest aid package to date, $6 billion worth. It's going to include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems, according to Kyiv, that can change the course of the war. We'll see. This massive package comes on the heels just 2 days after a separate $1 billion tranche for Ukraine was announced after President Biden signed a $95 billion foreign aid supplemental funding bill into law. Austin said after a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, which was held virtually from the Pentagon, quote, "The announcements this week underscore America's enduring commitment to Ukraine's defense," end quote. Well, that's fine. The package includes, in addition to the Patriots, counter artillery radar, ammunition for HIMARS, high mobility rocket launchers, 155 millimeter and 152 millimeter artillery rounds, demolition munitions, and both small arms and small arms ammunition. Notably missing would be the Patriot systems themselves, which Ukrainian troops say are essential to any counteroffensive to regain territory taken by the Kremlin. Regardless, during the meeting of 50 nations that support Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the United States for the package. Wasn't that nice of him to at least say thank you this time? Impressed all member nations to consider sending Patriot batteries, which defense experts consider the most powerful air defense systems on the planet. Austin confirmed that the group, quote, pushed especially hard today to rush in more air defense systems and interceptors, end quote, despite the omission of the Patriots. Still, the additional munitions for the systems will boost Kyiv's ability to defend against Russia's regular rocket barrages that target Ukraine's major cities. Zelensky has said just seven. He's got put up seven fingers. There you go. Just seven more Patriots would effectively defend his country's airspace, though more, of course, would be welcome. He said to NATO members last week, here you go, ladies and gentlemen, quote, "We are telling this directly. To defend, we need seven more Patriots or similar air defense systems, and it's a minimum number. They can save many lives and really change the situation. I think going forward, we'll be able to hopefully work with a number of countries to put together additional Patriot capability." Oh, actually, that last part was Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. I guess he sounded like Zelensky in my mind. I was so excited to do my Zelensky impression. Sorry, guys. While some projectiles, including particularly Iranian-made Shahed drones, sometimes slip through Patriot and other advanced air defense systems are credited with allowing everyday Ukrainians to remain in their country rather than flee, and preventing Russians from taking out important government buildings in Kyiv. They are also particularly important on the front lines. So, you know, that could be a problem. So if we sent out a bunch of these, you know, systems, and then we use these to launch, you know, a far distance attack onto Russia. Yeah, I already know how Russia's going to feel about that, Joe. But what do you say about the $6 billion unveiling today?
It's just, the whole thing's just lunacy to me. I just, I worked in finance in the corporate world for Fortune 500 firm. $1 billion is so much money. It's and our government throws that around like it's nothing. These representatives, it's nothing to them to give $6 billion, $100 billion. They're throwing these numbers around like it's like it's nothing, and it's so much money. And already we're what, $34 trillion in debt? We're gaining another trillion in debt every 100 days or something. And we're gonna, so all of this is borrowed money placed on our grandchildren. We don't have the money for this. I don't know why we're even doing it. Most Americans don't. And I think most Americans don't have a clue why we're over there, and or the significance and why. They keep pointing out Russia, Russia, Russia. I heard somebody say this too, Adam, not long ago. They said, what is the fetish with the Democrats that they want to go to war with Russia? I mean, we saw it under Trump. Immediately they tied him to Russia. And then, and I remember at the time thinking, what are they doing? That's a nuclear power. What are we doing? Why are we poking the bear? What are we doing? And then one of the first things Biden does is get in a war with Russia. And we've been, my understanding in Ukraine, you can't, you know, the young adults that are military age, they're not signing up, and I've heard they can't do a draft, so, I don't know, it's lunacy. I do believe a lot of this money, if not half, is being embezzled, and I think there's a lot of rich politicians over there and here, and a lot of other individuals as well. I think that ultimately is what it is and always has been. It's a big old money laundering foundation, and a lot of people are making money on it, but not the average American, that's for sure.
Yeah, and to be fair, I might, you know, this might be an unpopular opinion, so apologies in advance, but like, both sides are guilty of doing this. I mean, Republicans like to always point the finger at China. So no matter what, there's always going to be elements within our, you know, the way our politics are set up. People are invested in the military-industrial complex. They're invested in big pharma. So both sides, it's not necessarily, oh, the entire Republican Party, or, you know, that implies Trump or any. I'm just saying that within, both sides have a problem with always perpetuating war, and I think that needs to stop. And one of the ways that stops is we need to stop blaming everybody across the world and start taking care of our problems here at home. And then that way we can build up our own defense. Could you imagine what this country would be like, Joe, if we were spending $95 billion on ourselves? You said we don't have money to spend on this.
How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
How about just a border? How about just protect
us from this?
That's where we don't have money to spend.
Apparently,
yeah, they passed this bill, guys. And we can't give money, you know, protect ourselves and our American citizens, but we're going to protect the Ukrainians and their border. I mean, what the hell is that all about? It doesn't make any sense. You're absolutely right. And yeah, we've seen Pelosi over there. We've seen Romney's over there. We've seen McCain over there. Lindsey Graham, I believe Liz Cheney's been over there. The Clintons have been over there. The list of Bidens, we know they've made money over there. Hunter Biden was on the board over there of Burisma. Everybody's making money over there, except for the American people. And that whole thing with FTX, I'm telling you, there was a component of that that was related to, we know that there was a connection to Ukraine and the government. They were even investing in cryptocurrency. And I'm telling you, that's how they funneled a lot of that money out of there. That's my absolute belief. It's a joke. And that's why when Trump made a phone call to Zelensky back in 2018 or 19, they freaked, because that was their honeypot and they didn't want him to touch that. And they had to come up with this bogus impeachment, stop anybody looking into that thing. But you're right. This is a mess. It's a travesty. Everybody's getting taken care of except for the American people. And I've even heard that Zelensky's got a house here, a multimillion-dollar home in Florida, not far from here. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it. Adam, thanks for being with us tonight. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you again soon. Thanks so much. And we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back with Jordan Conradson from the Gateway Pundit.
TNT's Lembit Open.
I am always disappointed when I see civil servants, and he was a civil servant, he wasn't elected, preaching to the elected representatives of this country about what they should and shouldn't be doing. I wonder what his next job's going to be. Will it be in the Green movement or somewhere else? Fundamentally, my issue is that Chris Stark assumes that everybody agrees that there is a climate emergency. And even more strangely, he thinks it's good for the British economy for us to invest in stopping this climate emergency.
Limit. Open. And today's news talk, TNT.
The Light is Britain's far-right conspiracy theory paper spreading hate and vicious lies. No, that's what the BBC say. The Light is the only national newspaper bringing you the real news and informed opinion on what's really going on today. You can subscribe, order copies, submit articles, and read back issues on our website, thelightpaper.co.uk, and see for yourself why the establishment are so worried about the uncensored truth getting out to people every month. The Light Paper. Not far right, just right so far. thelightpaper.co.uk.
We come from a long line of farmers, and there's a sense of pride with being part of these multi-generational businesses. But there's also a significant amount of pressure. My senior year of high school, my dad made the decision that this world no longer needed him in it. I don't know if he was overwhelmed by the bills and checks that weren't going to be coming in because of the strawberries dying off, but it breaks my heart that my dad made a permanent decision for a temporary issue. Don't feel like you have to go through it alone.
Farmers have to take care of their physical and their mental health, because what's a farm without a farmer?
The mornings, that's my time. Watching the sun come up, I can have a cup of coffee and exercise if I want to. It helps me start the day with a sense of gratitude.
Yay!
Every day is a new opportunity. Don't forget to check in on yourself. Love your mind.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The truth is, Parkinson's disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them. Worldwide, over 10 million people are living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement. And with so many places to search for information, it can be difficult to know where to begin. The Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight. We can help you understand the disease, help you find expert care, give you tips for living a better life, share the latest research, help you find local support, and there's a free helpline you can call. Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's. To learn more, please go to parkinson.org or call 1-800-4PD-INFO. The Parkinson's Foundation. Better lives together.
I'm Belinda, and this is Willard, and we were adopted in 2021. When we first met Todd, he was singing a song, and I was like, wow, look at this kid with the biggest smile, and he has a big heart to match.
The energy you give Todd, you get it back from Todd.
Yes.
Todd's a joy.
Yes,
Todd's
he is.
Really is a great joy.
I love him. You and you.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Our next steps to space.
This time we go back to the moon to learn to live, to work, to invent, to create.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
That'd be pretty cool going to the moon. I don't know. Long trip, but might get a little homesick, but that kind of sounds pretty cool. Anyways, we are back, and we are not on the moon. We're here, and I'm in the state of Florida. My guest is, I believe, up near D.C., and we're happy to have him. His name's Jordan Conradson. Jordan, welcome to the Joe Hoff Show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Joe. I can tell you, I know one person that's on the moon right now. It's Joe Biden. His mind's in outer space, right?
Yeah, Yeah, and I should say I'm filling in for Jason Burmis, so I'm saying the Joe Hoff show, but it's really it's the Jason Joe show. So, anyways, thanks for being here. No kidding. I don't know where Biden's at. I guess he had a big miscue today. He got on, I guess, a radio show. It started saying all sorts of crazy stuff. It just was nuts. Right. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, he started saying that, women used to send him salacious pictures. He started saying that he was arrested during the civil rights movement for being on some black person's porch. It's a load of crap. It's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, and the women, he said he gave it to the Secret Service. It's like he was in the Senate then.
He didn't he was a senator,
have
right?
the Secret Service. The guy's just he's out to lunch, man. And then he said he'd debate Trump. It's like, man, that guy's a mess. Trump's like, okay, let's do it right now, tonight. At the courtroom, like, come on over. He was, because I think he might have been in New York as well. Come on over. We'll debate tonight. Trump. For one, I don't know how Trump could be around the guy. I'd be so pissed off at this guy. I'd be like, unbelievable. This is not what he's been doing to Trump's just outrageous. So I don't know. Right. He's out to lunch though. You're right. He is on the moon. The dark side
out of to the lunch. Moon, yeah, that, I like sure. that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Out to lunch, no kidding. That lunchbox not open, that's for sure. So, anyways, Jordan, I invite you on tonight because you've been just doing some incredible work over the past few years, since 2020, right after 2020, after the election. So in 2021, I guess, really drilling into what was happening in Arizona in that election. And you were there for the Maricopa audit. I remember talking to you, seeing you interviewing a number of people there. That turned into just I could use a couple words, choice words. I've actually written about it in my book, the blue one behind me, the most recent book on the cover up. I thought, as I look back at that audit, it was atrocious how it was performed. And for example, I heard that from a source that out of the first 13 ballots, about 20% of all the ballots, there was boxes stacked on pallets. They went through them. Every single box, the seal was broken, and they did nothing. They didn't stop. And as an auditor, I would have stopped. I would have said, okay, we're done here. We can't rely on this at all because the seals are broke. You can't, any box with the seals broke, we would have put away. And there's some excuses made in that. And they just kept going. And I'm like, that was the wrong move. And that's, I think, how it was handled overall. But you were there. And so a lot going on. But I mean, yesterday was the big news. That they now are indicting that corrupt attorney general is indicting like 18 people in the state of Arizona related to the 20 and 22 elections. So what can you tell us about all that?
Yeah, can you believe it? And to your point, Joe, about the boxes missing chain of custody seals, security seals for chain of custody. I mean, they should have shut it down. They should have said, you failed the audit. There is no evidence that these ballots in these boxes are legit because they do not have a chain of custody seals. But back to the indictments coming out of Arizona, we've got this radical leftist Arizona attorney general down there in Arizona who stole the election from Abraham Hamadeh. He was the Trump endorsed Arizona attorney general candidate, and he lost, right? Quote unquote lost the election by 280 votes, which is such bogus. If you think about the fact that 60% of the machines went down on election day, there were hundreds of thousands of ballots without chain of custody, possibly hundreds of thousands of phony mail-in ballots with absolutely no signature verification. If you remember, I did some reporting on some of the mail-in ballots that I was able to inspect in person and obtain copies of. The signatures on the mail-in ballots look absolutely nothing like the signatures they're supposed to be compared to, which is the signatures on the voter registration record. But so we've got this crazy Biden-installed Arizona attorney general who is now prosecuting people who lawfully questioned and using their First Amendment right. I mean, it's our right to speak out and question. Lawfully questioned 2020 election, convened as electors for President Trump separately from the Democratic electors for Joe Biden, and casted their electoral votes. Just in case the legal challenges that were going through the system prevailed. And of course, they didn't, but it's not a crime. There's precedent for this. It happened in 1960 in Hawaii. The Democrats actually casted their electoral votes, even though it said that there was a loss, and later those electoral votes were counted. So they did nothing wrong. It's a hyper-partisan, crazy Biden-installed attorney general in Arizona.
Yeah, she's a monster. She wins by 200 votes. And I've heard attorney Davis, Mike Davis, who's on the war room, talking mm-hmm. about with Steve Bannon, saying, hey, there was like people were there. They were disenfranchised. They'd go. And maybe you can explain that on election day in 2022. People are going and they're being told to go to the wrong spots. And it was a total mess. What would you vote in Arizona that day as well? I remember you were there though, right?
Yes, I was there. I voted in person in Arizona. What I did was I waited until the end of the day because I spent all day kind of working and reporting on all the stuff that was going on. And I went in 30 minutes before the polls closed to vote on my ballot. And I filled out the entire ballot all the way up and down, every single race on there. It took me 30 to 45 minutes to finish filling out my ballot. So imagine if there were lines out the door of people trying to vote and they keep sticking their ballot in the machine and it keeps rejecting it. That's what happened at 60% of Maricopa County polling locations on election day. And keep in mind, this election day, of course, conservatives, they don't trust the mail-in ballot system. They know that it's ripe for fraud, that the Democrats abuse and insert phony ballots into the system. So they, you know, we like to vote in person. I personally like to vote in person. I like to see, okay, I stuck my ballot in the machine, it got counted.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my thing. I like to know that my vote's been counted. So that's what it was. It was Republicans turning out in three times the numbers of Democrats on that day, and 60% of the polling locations in the state's largest county, which makes up 60% of the voting populace, failed in mainly in conservative districts, mainly in areas where Republican in-person voters were voting. So there were thousands, if not tens of thousands, of people that were disenfranchised, unable to vote, or had their ballots tossed out because, you know, they were sticking these ballots in this suspicious box number three. And keep in mind, Abe Hamadeh lost by 280 votes.
200 total. What a joke. It was so bad. So bad. I'm glad you mentioned that. Maricopa County is where Phoenix is located. It's one of the biggest counties in the U.S. Mm-hmm. It's huge. And here we had
the fourth largest.
Yeah, and we've got this big election. Carrie Lake's running for governor, and all these state positions, and she was very, very popular. And what happened is she told people, don't send in absentee ballots because they can then calculate how many ballots they're going to need on election day if they need to commit fraud. They will know quicker how many ballots they're going to need. So don't do that. So it was a massive turnout, and then they blamed it on Carrie Lake. It's like Americans need to be able to vote. And if they needed to prepare for that, they should prepare for every citizen coming in. So anyways, hey, we're going to take a real quick break, Jordan, but we'll be right back because I really want to talk about this. Unbelievable. Thanks.
Of course. Thank you, Jeff.
The conversation continues.
You guys are awful positive today for what we're witnessing. It's that division that they want to push.
Now, TNT Radio News.
For TNT, this is James O'Neill. President Joe Biden confirmed in an interview with Howard Stern on April 26 that he will debate former President Donald Trump, though details such as the timing and venues are yet to be determined. In former President Donald Trump's hush money trial, key witness David Pecker, the former National Enquirer publisher, admitted to inconsistencies between his testimony and previous statements made to the FBI.
The common housefly, caught in the clutches of the spider's web. Every move it makes just makes matters worse. Then, dinner time.
Feast on the captivating stories, videos, and helpful information on our website.
Whoa.
Dinner's ready.
Oh, man.
Escape is futile.
Just one more video.
Get stuck in our web.
TNTradio.live.
There you go. Hey, Jordan, we're back. And we were just starting to talk about what's going on. This, by the way, is Jordan Conradson from the Gateway Pundit, done incredible reporting from Arizona. Really, really fantastic stuff on site. Great interviews with all the people that was going on. This was a national, the whole country was watching that audit in Maricopa after the 2020 election, because that was a train wreck. And then they had the election in 2022, and it was even a bigger train wreck. And all these people come in to vote. You're, like you said, 60% of the precincts, the machines wouldn't work, so you couldn't shove ballots through. So they said to throw them in this, throw it over here in this box number three in the corner, and we'll take care of them. We'll trust you. And then there was never any chain of control, as was my understanding. They took those boxes. God knows what they did with them. Because there was, nobody ever knew how many ballots were in that box. They took them to some central location, and then turns out, nope, Harry Lake doesn't win. It's just outrageous. It's just outrageous. What did you think of the? What did you think of that? But also the candidate that ran against Kerry Lake.
That's right. I want to add one thing to what we were talking about before the break. You were correct in saying that they blamed Kerry Lake for, supposedly urging her voters to go out and vote on election day. The only thing is that Kerry Lake didn't necessarily say you have to vote on election day. Kerry actually, every time she was on the campaign trail, I was there at her event, she said, I don't care how you vote, just vote. And I mean, it just so turns out that, as I was saying earlier, conservatives like to vote on election day. We like to see the ballot get inserted into the machine, not have to trust the phony mail-in ballot system where they can swap your ballot out and put a fake signature on it and really just run it through the system in your name. But they did blame Kerry Lake for that. But her opponent, oh my God, I've had so many different run-ins with her. My most recent one, I tried to ask her questions because I was working out of my local gym, and I noticed her with two security guards all dressed up in suits as she's at her little cycling class. And she walks out of her cycling class with these two guys. And I was like, oh, who's that? And I was like, oh my God, that's Katie Hobbs. So I went after her. I asked her questions about the stolen election. This was after the fact, after the 2022 election. I think it was last summer. And she dropped an F-bomb at me. She said, give it an effing rest, Jordan. It was ridiculous. But her Kerry Lake's opponent refused to debate her. She was down to Kerry Lake, double digits in the polls leading up to election day. She's a very unintelligent woman. You could tell from every single public appearance that she had. She couldn't give a speech that was unscripted. And even when she's giving a scripted speech, she just doesn't sound bright. So it's ridiculous to believe. It's almost like believing Joe Biden got 81 million votes. It's ridiculous to believe that Katie Hobbs beat Kerry Lake.
Yeah, I think the whole world, as you were talking, I'm thinking the whole world must laugh at us. This there's people that are listening in around the world. This station, we're 24 hours. It's being broadcast everywhere, and I think you're right. This is a joke what we're doing. Why, you know, none of us ever said, yeah, I'm fine with going with a voting machine. Nobody ever said that. Nobody was ever given an option. They were forced on us slowly over a period of time, and it all culminated in 2020. And what a mess we're in. And look what happens when we allow crooks like Joe Biden to steal an election. It's a train wreck over here. Americans are like, my God. The damage to this country is at times you wonder if it's insurmountable. But what else did you uncover here recently then about these individuals that have been targeted by that corrupt attorney general?
Yeah, so I mean the list goes on. There's 18 individuals that were indicted out of Arizona by a grand jury convened by Chris Mays in a political witch hunt, election interference witch hunt. It's the same thing that is going on in Arizona, except even I would say Chris Mays, the attorney general of Arizona, the fake attorney general who stole the election by just less than 300 votes. She's completely incompetent. She's an attorney, but to my knowledge, she's never even, you know, litigated a case. She's never even appeared in front of a judge. And that's just from what I can gather, from what I've seen. I've done some research into her. I think she was just an attorney. She's a former journalist for the Arizona Republic, the most biased, anti-conservative newspaper perhaps in the country. I mean, it's like CNN on steroids, but it's a, you know, local Arizona publication. Yes. And so she's going after these Trump 2020 alternate electors, but she's also going after the Trump campaign. She's going after people that have worked with Trump, you know, Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, Jenna Ellis, the attorney that was also indicted in Georgia, Boris Epstein, a campaign advisor, Christina Bob, who coincidentally, it's not a coincidence, but she's the RNC attorney now. She works for the RNC as an attorney for election matters, for election integrity matters. And as you know, she had such a strong history with the Arizona audit and the audit, all the audits across the country. She was a big proponent of exposing the voter fraud. And so she's indicting these 18 individuals, including, I think it's 11 electors out of Arizona. Even the former Arizona GOP chairwoman, Kelly Ward, and her husband. And she's just going after these people. It's a completely politically motivated witch hunt.
Yeah. And they did nothing wrong. They did nothing
wrong. They did nothing
and Christina, she was with OAN. Yeah. She was with OAN there. Hey, we're going to let's take a real quick break and we'll be right back. But let's dig into this a little further. This thing's so outrageous. It's unbelievable. Thanks, Jordan. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
The challenges our planet's animals are facing sometimes feel a bit heavy.
The animals haven't eaten in a day, 2 days. They haven't drank anything. They're cold. They're dehydrated.
As soon as we started our descent, everywhere I could see was mud. Just absolutely mud.
The country has been in prolonged drought so long. It was like a tinderbox waiting to go up.
Okay, very heavy. Each of us wants to be part of the solution. And we can be. Remember that there's good happening right now. At home.
All right, we were able to get into your unit and we have all four of your cats. So,
okay.
And around the world. For any animal in any disaster. So let's focus on that, right? Be part of the solution, one rescue at a time. Search ifa.org/disaster-ready.
Most people are unaware that bad bacteria can grow quickly in food that's stored, prepped, or cooked incorrectly, and that can lead to food poisoning. To avoid bad bacteria, always make sure your hands and cooking utensils are clean. Keep raw meat and chicken away from food that won't be cooked. Run your fridge at or below 5 degrees Celsius and use a meat thermometer to ensure your meat's being cooked to at least 75 degrees Celsius. For more tips on keeping bad bacteria at bay, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
Disassembling the lies and reassembling the truth. This is the Jason Verma Show on today's News Talk, TNT.
Hey, this is Joe Hoff filling in for Jason again tonight. I appreciate you being here. It's an honor to be here. And I'm honored to be with Jordan Conradson, who's done incredible reporting out of Arizona. And then here we are just this week. The monsters on the left will not stop. They're fantastic at using the government's money, taxpayer money, to attack good Americans. They did this with Trump, with the Mueller exam. They've done it with him across the board. Now they've got these other cases. He's got to pay out of his own pocket, and they're attacking everybody else, and they're using this government money. And here we have this case and now in Arizona where this corrupt, inept attorney general who snuck through, somehow stole her election by 200 votes in Arizona. And by the way, is it like 4 million people that vote in Arizona? Something like that? Or what's the total?
I believe it's over 2.5. So, I mean, still, that's a ton. I mean, when you've got 208 votes, that's far less than 1%. I think that's probably 0.1% or 0.01. I mean, I'm not my mom's from Korea, so I should be good at the math, but it's not coming to me right now.
Yeah, I know the numbers are pretty big. Actually, they're maybe just 1.2 in just Maricopa. Each side, I'm thinking, I don't know. I may be wrong. But big numbers of votes, lots of stuff going on there. And it's a beautiful place. You know, Phoenix is gorgeous, but this is, you know, these train wrecks of government entities and the corruption, people are getting tired of this. We see it all over. I can only imagine what it's like there now with this illegal alien influx into the state. Did you notice that in Phoenix as you were there? Were you seeing more and more people wandering the streets that didn't look like they were from there?
I was a little bit, but you know what else is interesting out here? I'm currently in the DC area. I see illegals all the time. I'm traveling for Gateway Pundit, but there's illegals all over the place. Illegals are actually being flown in. Every time I go back to Arizona and fly out of Arizona, I see illegal aliens walking all around the airport, Phoenix Sky Harbor, one of the largest airports in the country, I believe. And they're all flying to the East Coast because that's what the Biden regime is doing. And of course, that's what Katie Hobbs is enabling. So it really is. Arizona's slowly but surely turning into California, especially with our liberal Phoenix mayor in the city of Phoenix. There's homeless people all over the place. There's illegal immigrants just kind of wandering the streets. And same with out here in the DC area. There's illegal immigrants all over the place. You see them lined up on the weekends outside of these NGOs that are offering them assistance and, you know, food, clothing, and stuff like that. It's these Catholic charities, these Hebrew charities, these supposedly religious charities that are completely violating our country's sovereignty. It's ridiculous.
It is. It's horrible. It's horrible what's going on. And then we have all that. So when you were out there in Phoenix and working with the Gateway Pundit, you had some incidents with with the local government. As a matter of fact, they were trying to take away your rights. Is that right?
Yes. As you probably recall, Joe, they were trying to stomp me out of their press room and, stop me, prevent me from reporting on the elections. And this started probably about 2 months before the stolen 2022 election, where 60% of the machines failed on election day. So it kind of makes me believe that maybe they had a plan to do this. Maybe they were like, okay, we got to keep him out of the press room because he's the only honest journalist who is reporting on Maricopa County's elections. I mean, all the other journalists, reporters, journalists, whatever you want to call them, they're propagandists for Maricopa County, for the elected officials in Arizona, trying to say that, oh, anyone that questions the election is a conspiracy theorist. Anyone who thinks there's something wrong with 60% of the machines breaking down on election day, there's actually something wrong with that person. So they allowed all these far left psychopaths into the press room who are the same people who touted the whole 2016 Russia collusion hoax, the same people who have referred to, you know, Trump supporters and Republicans as like Nazis and racists and all this stuff. People with clear conflicts of interest into their press room, but not me, saying that I'm not a bona fide journalist and I don't, you know, stray away from conflicts of interest. So at the Gateway Pundit, we sued them for access to the press room. Joe, you were there. That was a pretty, I totally thought we won the trial in the trial court, but of course the Obama judge in that trial shot us down. We had to appeal it. Thank God. I mean, even the Biden judge in the appeals court, I believe, was like, whoa, what's wrong with this guy having an opinion? I mean, it was kind of radical what Maricopa County was trying to do to us. And I think the judges on the appeals court saw right through it.
Yeah. My only regret personally, when I was on, on the witness stand is I wish I would have turned to that judge and said, because he got really upset. I didn't say much. I just said, well, you know, at the Gateway Pundit, we had about 500,000 people watching us daily. Then we grew to 5 million. And I said something like, we almost hit a billion hits last year. And he just looked, I look up at him, and he just looked like fire was coming out of his ears. I wish I would have said something like, well, it's because we report the truth, and people just thought Obama was a snake and a liar and a scumbag.
That would have been hilarious.
And wouldn't it? And just see the fire burn out of that guy's ears, because he was, you know, he was so, I just noticed that when he saw me, he was so angry, because I'm there representing the Gateway Pundit with you. And I didn't say much. I wish I would have. I just would have said, because people got tired of the lies under Obama and the media lying every day to cover up for Obama's crimes, and just looked up and smiled at the guy, because he was something else. He was something else. So he ruled against you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you probably took the stand. He said, he's one of the Hoffs. I hate those guys.
I know it. I swear to God, I look at him. He seemed pretty cool. I thought, well, maybe this guy. I didn't realize at the time he was an Obama judge, though. And he sounds pretty like, oh, he's going to be fair-minded. And then I look at him when I'm just steam's coming out of his ears and fire. And I'm like, oh, no, this guy's a big lefty. Oh, great. Then I find out he's an Obama judge. So, of course, then we had to write a piece about the guy and tell him what basically report on what a Obama, how this radical Obama judge had this ruling, and now it got appealed to the Ninth Circuit, and it was glorious that the Ninth Circuit in no time overrode what he ruled, and within a month or so came back with their report saying, absolutely not, you can't take away your rights the rights of the press to report on something on lame excuses just because you don't like somebody. He had every right to be there like everybody else, and you won, and that was awesome. Right. That was just really awesome.
Yeah, that was incredible. We won, obviously, because we're on the right side. It shows we're on the right side of history right there, because I mean, I've been told that it was a historic First Amendment lawsuit that I had the pleasure of taking part in with you, Joe. But back to this Obama judge, his name's John Tucci. He dismissed a lawsuit by Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham a few months before the election, where 60% of the machines failed. And the lawsuit alleged that, look, these voting machines are not safe. They're easily compromised. They can be hacked. They can be altered to fail to change votes, to do what have you. And of course, he dismissed it before the election. And then on the election day, 60% of the machines shut down. And it's believed to be from intentional malfeasance by Maricopa County officials. I mean, I've done several reports on video footage of them in the elections room, kind of tampering with the machines right before the election, doing test runs of these ballots, where the test runs right before the election, they show the machines are spitting ballots out. They're not reading the ballots properly. Anyway, this election law, or this machine-related lawsuit to throw out the machines before the election, gets dismissed. And then later, after the election, he waited months until after the election to grant sanctions to Maricopa County against Mark Finch and Carrie Lake's attorneys. So not only did he dismiss their lawsuit after they were vindicated and proven right on election day, he sanctioned Mark Finch and Carrie Lake. And it's my belief that he didn't want them challenging the election. I mean, it's a whole kind of conspiracy. And it's not a conspiracy theory when you've got these key players like Obama people working with Biden people to get Biden people elected, and those Biden people start going after Trump people. I mean, it's there's obviously a connection to all of this.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And we saw it, and it was just a continuation from 2020. I remember reading something the other day. I mean, during that audit in Maricopa, like the day before the audit, all of a sudden all the electronic files on all the machines were erased. They were gone. And so the audit starts and none of this stuff's there. And that too should have shut down that audit. They should have said, okay, we cannot give an assertion. This is what we do in the corporate world. If I walked in someplace and did an audit and they're telling me they got $5 million in sales and they got no evidence for it, I would basically have to say, I cannot validate that $5 million that they're reporting for sales ever existed. There's nothing there. And that's how you'd handle it. And it would not be a pretty thing, because it would suggest then that your processes are weak. And then your investors are going to say, what else is going on? Your stock price is going to drop. That's why it's so important in the corporate world to make sure everything's perfect. And that was literally what was told me when I took a finance job once. This guy sitting across the aisle from me, or no, the table, who I'm interviewing with, he was from Australia, senior exec, and he slams his head on the table and says, all he wanted was perfection, he said. And that's what it's got to be. Our elections, they're anything but perfection. They're a comedy of errors. We have no evidence for what's done. Like you said, you already mentioned the ballots, the systems. I mean, processes don't work. We don't have any chain of custody documents. And and they're not checking signatures. I mean, that's just Arizona. And you got to see it all. And it's just, man, it must have opened your eyes. You're a young man to see all this. You're like, my God. Plus, you were right in the middle of it. Did this surprise you in any way?
It really did. I mean, I didn't know that it could be so corrupt and just rotten to the core. I mean, especially when I was reporting on former Maricopa County Supervisor Steve Chukri. He was one of the election officials running the election. Him admitting in audio tapes, in private conversations, that, yeah, I think the election was stolen. It was done through dead people voting. It was done through ballot harvesting. It was done through all these different ways. And the audit, the so-called audit, of course, this audit could have been done a million times better, the independent Arizona audit, but the Maricopa County-led audit of their own voter systems, where they only check 2% of the ballots to make sure that they're legit and that the machines are counting right. He said that audit was, quote, bull, fill in the blank. I mean, just to hear it from an election official's mouth, and that he believes the election was stolen and his colleagues are too scared to, you know, get to the bottom of an election because they're afraid they might have lost. It kind of just kind of shakes you to the core, like, oh my God, this is really the people running our elections are running for office themselves. They're afraid. They've got these special interests that they want to fulfill instead of making sure that the votes were counted accurately. And as you said, I'm a young man. I'm 22 years old. I pretty recently went to a casino for the first time. It was after all of this. Wow. And, you know, I'm playing blackjack at the table, and you can't say hit. You can't say it. You have to, like, gesture. It's everything in the casino is so secure, whereas our elections is just like, yeah, just mail in a ballot, sign a scribble on it, and we'll count it for you.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And that guy that you mentioned, the guy that was working, Chukri, is that how you say his last name?
Yes, Steve Chukri.
Yeah, you did those reports. You outed that. I think the guy ended up resigning, didn't he?
Yes, he did. About 2 days later, and you know, to me, from what I could kind of gather, is that his own colleagues, they were like, "You're out. You need to resign, or else we're going to do this and that." So I don't know if he was threatened, if he was promised something to just resign, or if he resigned out of sheer embarrassment for outing his colleagues and kind of giving a tell all on how elections in Maricopa County are run. They're not run well. They're run totally, totally wrong and totally sloppily, that they're going to try to cover everything up. It's insane.
Jordan, we got a real short time left, but I'm sitting here remembering how you had to you were chasing Katie Holmes, is that her name? The new
Hobbs,
governor?
Yes.
Hobbs. And she was running from you. She so a couple times she did not want to talk to you. Doing great work, Jordan. Thanks for being with us. How can people reach you? Where on social media?
Thank you, Joe. I'm on Twitter at Conrads and Jordan. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Truth Social. My Truth Social is Jordan Covfefe.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you joining us tonight. It's Friday night. Enjoy your evening. Thanks for being here, and thanks for all you've done. You've been great. We can't wait to have you back, bud. You take good care of yourself.
Joe, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, and we'll be back next week. Thanks.